Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here. Today, I'm with Peter Wagner. He's the author of How Long Do You Choose to Live? A Question of a Lifetime. He's a modern-day shaman, Taoist wizard, natural life scientist, and self-master par excellence. He has been a martial arts practitioner for over 50 years and has developed his own version of Taoist energy practice called Magnetic Qigong, which he claims is the key to immortality. I'm so honored and excited to speak to Peter today. Hi, Peter.
How are you doing?
Fantastic. Fabtastic.
I love that word, Angelique. Fabtastic, that's the word.
The word of the day, fabtastic. So.
Okay, we got it.
Thank you.
No, it's a delight, and thank you so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. So let's get right into it. I mean, by the way, everybody, if you're interested in what you're hearing here, be sure to, all you have to do is click on the link below. And so we're going to talk about something very special that Peter, I guess you invented this, magnetic Qigong. And I'm wondering, how's it different from traditional modalities of Qigong?
Okay, that's certainly a very fair question. All of the Qigong or the energy work that people do is basically what we're dealing with is cultivating our life force energy. And obviously, you know, if you have a battery and the battery has so much juice in it, it just behooves us to keep that battery up. So, you know, if you have a car battery and the battery goes down, you don't go anywhere. Same thing with the human battery. So for thousands of years, it seems like people have been investigating ways to keep the human life force at a high level. And I pondered that question. I said, how can I make it better? You know, it's one of those questions that I hopefully that everybody asks about their life. How can I make my life better? How can I make this work better or that work better? And, of course, that question, Angelique, is the basis of all scientific discovery. Well, what happened one day, I went into the shower, and I had just put some magnets on the shower magnets. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing under this water, and I said, wait a minute, there is something dramatically different about the water coming out of the shower. And I noticed that all of a sudden the soap sudded up, foamed up so much faster. And I said, wait a minute, what's going on? Then I realized that the magnets on the shower turned the water softer. It made it more alkaline. And the thought occurred to me at that point, this is, now wait a minute, if I do Qigong, which is energy work, where you're basically focusing on your life force energy and getting to feel it, where it's tangible, and what if I stood on some magnets, just like the shower magnets, that changes the fluid into a more alkaline state, would that change my blood, make my blood a little bit more alkaline? Allow my body to hold electromagnetic charges at a more amplified rate? I said, I don't know, so let me give it a try. And that's exactly what I did. And all of a sudden I found that I had gotten some of the most powerful magnets I could find in the world. And I stood on there, and I started to do Qigong, which basically, if people are not familiar with what that means, it means working with energy. A very simple illustration, and all the people hearing this, they can do this at home right now. It's very simple. They just hold their hands apart, like about a foot, and they pay very, very close attention to what they feel in the palms of their hands and on the tips of their fingers. And if they're holding their hands there, they'll start to feel that, wait a minute, it's almost like a force, like an electrical or magnetic force between my fingers, between my palms. And if you sort of bring your hands a little closer together, and then you pull them out a little bit, all of a sudden, this energy field will start to feel like invisible taffy that is just sort of stretching something apart. Now, anybody can do this. And all of a sudden, if it's the first time you've ever done this, you're going to say, wow, I never realized that before. What is that? What is that energy? Well, that energy happens to be your life force. It's an electromagnetic force that fills your body. Now, what I discovered with magnetic qigong is when I stood on the magnets, I intensified that so many times over that what I felt between my hands was almost like I was holding an invisible steel ball. It was tangible. It was so strong that I could barely even try to push my hands together. It's just like if you took two magnets and tried to and reversed one and tried to put them together and they repelled each other. Well, it's that strong a force field. So that led to my discovery of how to use this ancient Chinese practice to amplify the life force in the human body, and I named it magnetic qigong.
Amazing. I just, when you were telling us to put our hands, I did it and I felt it and I was right there, and it was just really, really, I would encourage everybody just to do that exercise if they haven't done it before, because, I mean, I felt the energy. I mean, I do Qigong as well, so I know what you're talking about, but it was really cool to listen to you speaking, and it actually even answered my next question, which is, what is the bioelectric magnetic field? And so we've covered two questions with one.
Well, I'm glad, Angelique, that, you know, that you've been doing that. When you start to do it, and this is the neat part about this, is when you start experimenting with some very, very powerful magnets, and I started using some rare earth magnets that are some of these are so powerful that I hand them to the strongest men I know, and I said, can you pull these apart? And they can't pull them apart. They're that strong. But we covered them in some material, so you can take them apart. And what I've done is I put it on my wrist and on my palms. I use them as palm magnets. And then I do the qigong, and then when I take it off, you are absolutely floating in a dynamic energy field. And this isn't imagination. All you have to do is try it, and you'll know that, you know, well, I know it sounds fantastic, but it's real. It's based on the laws of science, and when you experience it, you say, ooh, wow, this is real. How come I didn't know about that? Well, that's the discovery. That's the revelation, but I can't really take credit for it. I got a hint when I was reading some old Taoist manuscripts, and I came upon a story of an ancient master who had gone off into the mountains to practice in solitude, and he decided to go to a lodestone pool and do his qigong. Now, at the lodestone pool, that meant it was iron in the earth that was magnetized, and he had magnetism and water. And all of a sudden, that led to a discovery of basically what the ancients called immortality qigong. And whether it's true or whether it's not, there are visible, measurable benefits in the physical body that you possess right today that will dramatically alter your life. It will dramatically alter everything you do and the way you look at everything.
Can anybody of any age, you recommend this for people of all ages, right?
All ages, because, look, we all have a life force. Mm-hmm. That life force, when the life force is really pulsing, what happens around the body, it's magnified by the human electromagnetic field. The human electromagnetic field is made up of trillions of tiny electromagnetic batteries in the cells. And when the body is fully charged, it starts to emanate these electrical particles. And it's very, very fascinating because they then start to glow. In other words, you start to become filled with light. And that light becomes manifest It's just like the bones. The human bones, especially the bone marrow, according to electrophysiological research in the 1960s, researchers found that the bones were piezoelectric. That meant under stress, the bones released an electric current. Now, this electric current circulates throughout the entire body through electrically conductive tissue. And once we activate that or charge it up, the body can release tremendous surges of electricity. Now, the surges of this electromagnetic force field around the body is what we call commonly the aura. Mm-hmm. Now, our life force, and the ancients call that life force chi, when it interacts with oxygen molecules in the air, it ionizes them. Now, what's the result? The result is the subtle glow around the human body that we generally ascribe to people of high spiritual evolution. Now, I can show anybody within 5 minutes how to see that glow around people. Some people have a lot of it, you know, and some people don't have that much. But if you want to see how vital, how vibrant, how filled with life you are, it's all manifested by the aura. Now, how do you strengthen the aura? Ah, the best way I found was magnetic qigong.
Amazing. And so you say that you can teach anybody in 5 minutes how to see auras?
Or less.
You can't do that over, like, in our interview, or just something that comes with it.
Angelica, if you were right here in the room with me, I guarantee you, the minute you ask the question, Angelica's going to be saying, oh, yes, thank you. It's that simple.
Well, hopefully next time we'll be able to do this in person.
It'd be lovely. I've done this before, you know, with my audiences, and people said, I could never see that. And I said, you know, this isn't superstition. This isn't something, that people made up. I can take a pointer or a stick, and I can get someone in front of the audience, once I showed them how to do this, and point to the layers of the aura with the stick. And I said, what do you see? And everybody will gasp, and they'll say, oh, I never thought I could see that. And I said, yes, you know, like so much in life, I never thought it existed because I've been blinded to it. You know, little children, when they're growing up, and they said, oh, Johnny, Billy, Nancy, Susie, that's nonsense. You're making that up. Well, then soon the mind gets locked.
Mm-hmm.
And we shut out all the possibilities, and we get down to the grind of a pretty boring, dull existence until we die, and that's tragic. But hey, this is a good alternative.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell people, give it a try, see if your life doesn't benefit from it.
Absolutely. I'm nodding my head all through everything you're saying. All I'm doing is nodding.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, it is scientific. I mean, not only do we have our magnetic field, but the planets have their magnetic fields. I mean, you know, it is scientific. And also, you know, I was reading about you, and I saw that you're a raw fooder, juicer guy, and I think that our food has magnetic frequencies as well, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start eating raw food and juicing, and how did it change your life?
Oh, boy. Well, a great little story. You know, we were talking about New York. When I was a little kid, I was up there. And at the time, we had moved out on Long Island. And it was, at the time, there was a big cornfield there. You know, it was all farmland and everything until massive housing developments came in. But my mother would give me money and a note to take to the grocery store, which is rather unheard of today. And I remember going to a grocery store. I remember the man's name, Mr. Matz. And I went in there, and I handed him a note from my mother for what groceries I was going to bring back with me. And I asked if I could have some lettuce in addition to that. And he said, well, what do you want the lettuce for? And I said, well, I like to eat raw lettuce. And he said, well, that's interesting. And I thought to him, I said, but why do we actually need to cook things? Would you cook this? And he looked at me down, you know, yeah, I could see him pulling his spectacles down, looking over and at me, and he says, well, you know, that's an interesting question. And it dawned on me at that time as a little child, I said, well, wouldn't that be the most natural thing to eat? And I certainly wouldn't want to put my lettuce in a stove. I like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. So about the same time, Angelique, here I am. I think I was 12 years old or right about that time. Well, I had just gone into sixth grade, okay. And here we are at recess. And I went over and, you know, everybody was playing and I had this time by myself. I went over and sat by the fence, and I remember it was a beautiful, beautiful spring day, and the honeysuckle was blooming, and I started picking the little honeysuckle flowers and eating the flowers, and I said, the honey, the sweet taste, and some of the kids went over, ran up to the teacher, and I said, Peter's eating flowers. He's eating weeds. And the teacher came over, and I'm sitting here on the ground. I'm a little tiny kid, you know. For 12 years old, I probably didn't weigh 100 pounds at that time. And the teacher's towering over me and said, what are you doing? And I said, I was just eating flowers. And said, don't you know that could be harmful? And all the kids started saying, Peter is a plant eater, Peter is a plant eater. And I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I am. Yeah. Peter is a plant eater.
Intuitively, from a young age.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it, you know, I got into eating what everybody else ate, but it stuck with me, and I kept going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one day I decided, I said, wait a minute. This is the most natural way for me to live. I want to live in harmony with nature.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel the flow of this life force all about me. I want to sit by babbling brooks and waterfalls. I want to sit on big hilltops and have the wind blow through my hair. And I just want this. I don't care about anything else. I just want this. And so, you know, naturally my parents and peers said, but what are you going to do for a living? You can't do this. You need to be responsible. You got to get an education. I said, no, I just want to be myself. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be somebody. And I said, I don't want to be somebody. I want to be me. I just want to be as pure and natural as I can possibly be and find a way to do that. And, of course, that all naturally tied into Qigong, because when I started to notice how the energy worked and how, when you're in tune with your own energy, you start to become more and more in tune with the vibrations of nature around you. And that is just very, very exciting to me. The, you know, people talk about the third eye and things like that. Well, that may sound like it's a mythical superstition, but now we've discovered that when people are very peaceful, and they spend time in nature, or they, you know, even if you're living in a city, there are places that you can find to be alone with yourself, to get to know yourself, to introduce you to you, and find out who you really are. And when you start doing that, you'll notice that there's a current of electricity that comes with each acknowledgement of who you actually are. And as that happens, more and more you become more in tune with the natural environment. In other words, even your brain, this thing we call the third eye, the ancients called the spirit valley. In other words, the location of your spirit, whatever that is. As we know, we have two brain lobes, and they basically form a deep valley. Well, the ancients understood that we could be nourished by both cosmic energy and other energies, the electromagnetic fields around us, and we absorb it through that little soft spot in the top of our head.
Pineal gland.
And, yeah, it and right into the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, even science has recognized that when the third eye, or the bony area that we call the third eye, is highly activated, there's a piezoelectric spark that hits that area, and it resonates between the two lobes of the brain like a resonance chamber for energy. And when that starts to happen, you become more and more in tune with the natural environment. And that's why when we talk about shamans, or people who have a special, we try to say, well, they have a special gift. Well, it's not necessarily a special gift. We all have this. It's just that we have forgotten it.
Yes.
We've just forgotten.
Yes.
And all we have to do is settle.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, I just want to interrupt you for 1 second, because what you're saying is absolutely right on point. And I do believe that if anybody wants a key to immortality, that they should definitely check out the magnetic Qigong. I mean, this is definitely a tool for longevity, for health, and all you have to do is click on the link below and find out more about this. Magnetic Qigong, I mean, I'm ready to get it myself. I can't wait. I mean, just to be, because I love Qigong, I mean, and to take, I mean, definitely, I mean, these ancient practices have been around for a long time, and, you know, we do computer upgrades all the time. I mean, things like Qigong can get an upgrade, and magnetic Qigong is the upgrade, and, you know, you've intensified an ancient practice and bringing it to another level. It's amazing.
It's very, very exciting. Our knowledge of the human body since 1997 has been said to double every 3 years. Where are we going to be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years in our understanding of how the body works? As an example, even the bone marrow. Until recent years, we would have thought it was totally impossible that we would have cells that existed in the human body that did not die, that were actually immortal. Now, this is hard science. Stem cells are immortal cells that are created in the bone marrow. And they do not die until they differentiate into particular types of cells elsewhere in the body. But as a stem cell itself, they are immortal. And I would suggest that if people doubted that statement, that they check out the research done by Dr. Michael West. He has a very interesting scientific book called The Immortal Cell, and this is based on the research done at the Geron Corporation. But putting that aside, the ancients knew this. They knew it thousands of years ago. They understood that the marrow was a plasma that over time, if it wasn't recharged, it would turn yellow and then gray and then die. However, they found a way to keep the battery charged. And it's just like, you know, if you have a battery, a car battery, as I mentioned before, you have a positive pole and a negative pole. These poles have to be balanced. Not too much this way, not too much that way, but just the right balance of electrical charges. And when that's there, the battery is immortal under those conditions. Now, it's not if it's imbalanced. So that's why I've also discovered the reason for bone marrow health. We have to keep the bone marrow very, very healthy and vibrant. Well, again, here enters the ancients again. They found a way to do that. And they realized the importance of stimulating the kidneys. Now, this is very interesting because what I do every morning, I will sit and roll magnetic balls, big steel balls with heavy magnets in them, under my feet on the acupuncture points or the reflexology points on the bottom of the feet, and especially on the kidneys. Now, what does this do? What it does, well, what happens? Let me back up a little, Angelique. On this, what happens if a person is getting fatigued? Let's say they have, they're very, very tired. Well, the reason they're tired is that the red blood cells are not bringing enough oxygen to the brain and the other organs. Well, when the kidneys recognize this, the kidneys start to release a hormone called erythropoietin. Well, the erythropoietin goes and tells the bone marrow to produce more red blood cells to carry more oxygen to the brain and the organs of the body. And when that happens, it revitalizes the entire body. And as long as that process is going on, you cannot die. You cannot die as long as that's going on. So it's very, very important to oxygenate the body. Now, we know that how running and other aerobic activities benefit the body, but very few people fail to understand how the body itself actually does that and how we need to have oxygen to nourish the brain. The brain requires 10 times more oxygen than any other cell in the body. And according to scientists, we're only using 30 to 35% of our brain cells. What if we could use the other 70%? A whopping 70% is unused. Well, do that. And how long will you live? As long as you want to.
Yes. Magnetic Qigong. And I'm absorbing all this information. I'm loving everything that you're saying, and I'm speechless because I totally get it. I totally want to do it. I totally want to take my Qigong to magnetic Qigong now. I know how important it is to keep the body oxygenated. And so tell me, I mean, do people come to you for specific things like losing weight or dealing with illnesses or depression? And I know Qigong is good for this. And obviously magnetic Qigong is just going to be even more beneficial for this.
Yeah, basically, the problem that we have, especially in Western culture, is that we've done so many artificial things that interrupt the body's natural processes. It's basically bringing the body back in balance, and the body will take care of everything else. Look, the body is self-sustaining, self-healing, self-repairing, self-generating, and we go tinkering with it. Just let it be, and it will heal itself. The entire physical body regenerates all the molecules in 6 months to a year. We're constantly regenerating our bodies. A liver will repair in 3 to 4 months' time, a totally new liver, as long as you change your habits. If you don't change your habits, you'll have the same thing. In other words, if you have a pie pan that has a big dent in it, no matter what you bake in it, it's going to still come out with that dent. So what I say is straighten it out, get rid of all of the stuff that's interfering with your natural life, and the natural life will manifest itself in the most glorious way. And the more natural we get with it, the more life we have. And the more life you have, the longer you will live, as long as you have a reason to live, as long as you have something to live for, you will embrace a vibrant, opulent reality. It's all in your hands.
Absolutely. In the course, you say that you have the key for us to learn the secrets of mind power, the unveiled mystery of self-mastery. You say meditation isn't possible until this basic mental mastery is accomplished. So
yes.
For those of us who have been meditating for years, are you saying that something is missing, or that
Yes, you know, you, what? No, there's something that has to be missing. The thing that has to be missing out of this whole process is the stream of mental traffic that has to be slowed down and has to be eradicated. And there are ways of doing that I've discovered that gives a person a tremendous grasp of mental power. The first thing is being able to concentrate. Concentration is a gifted art in our society. How many people can truly concentrate on one thing at a time? I mean, really concentrate. If you can really concentrate on something, all of a sudden what you're concentrating on expands, and so many things are revealed to you. Well, concentration then leads to meditation. And meditation maintained leads to an alteration of the nervous system that results in what we could call a superconscious state. Maintain that superconscious state, and all of a sudden something trips in the body. And all I will say is that suddenly you're never the same. You're never the same person. Everything changes. Your whole life changes. You become what you truly are. And you drop the facade. You drop all of the things that you're not. And there you are.
And breathing. And people think that they're breathing correctly, but as well, it is a concerted effort to breathe correctly.
Precisely. Yeah, but breathing, what happens when people get old? Why are people getting old? They're getting old because their breath starts to get progressively more shallow. And as they start engaging in shallow breathing, well, the body then starts to degenerate. Why? Because it's the breath that brings the vitality of the life force to all the organs of the body.
Yep.
It's absolutely essential that we breathe very deeply. Remember, when we're a baby, we're breathing out of the belly. The force of life is in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And the ancients called it the dantian. It's like we have a generator down there. But when people get uptight, what happens? Immediately they start chest breathing. And if you start doing that chest breathing, then soon you'll notice that people feel like, you know, I'm in a straitjacket. Oh, I feel like a chain's around me. Well, what happens to the organs? They're not getting any oxygen. They're not getting any chi.
Right.
And people have to remember that the muscles no longer are being vitalized. And they have to remember, too, that the heart, you know, hey, the heart is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Sarcopenia, which is a muscle wasting disease, takes place because of lack of proper breathing.
Mm-hmm. It's also, you can see it, you can even see it with, as people get older, if they don't practice standing up straight, I mean, they start hunching over, because it's just like we need to practice, you know, yoga or qigong, magnetic qigong, and the breathing, it's, you know, you can see it physically, with your own eyes. If we don't concentrate, if we don't do the practices that we need to do to keep ourselves youthful and you know, the key to this, immortality is practice.
Yeah, it becomes your natural way of life. Look at any animal in its natural state. What is the animal always doing? It's being playful, it's jumping, it's running around, it's stretching, it's climbing, it's breathing. And this leads to a natural life. And if they have enough food, enough water, and proper environment, they will live a very, very long time. I have a dog, my beautiful Fila. A Fila is a Brazilian rare breed. My dog is 15 years old right now. It's going on his 15th birthday. in human years, that's well over 100.
Yep.
Big dogs don't live half that time. But I learned this. I learned this from the animals too. When they're not stressed, everything in their life operates on a slower basis. In other words, they're not burning the candle flame from burning the candle from both ends. Max Rubner, who was a German physiologist at the turn of the 19th century, came up with something that was called the rate of living theory. And he outlined how when people chose to live a very, very fast lifestyle and they didn't get enough sleep, they didn't get the proper nutrition or all of the other things involved in a very, very fast-paced life, they died much earlier than people who were more relaxed. That's why in Qigong, the symbol of immortality is the turtle. Actually, my dog just came in here. He said, "What are you talking about? I heard my name." He's looking at me. I said, "Yes, I'm talking about you, Bodhi." His name is Bodhi Ragnar.
Bodhi. I have a chihuahua.
Oh, that's 13. Nice.
She's 13. The other one was 15, but she did pass last summer. But she had a very good long life.
Yeah. Well, what makes for that, too, if you're loved and you know you're loved, do you want to stay around? Oh, you bet you do. And that's the secret. It's a secret that we can pass on to humans. Animals naturally respond to it. They know when you're loved. They know when you're uptight. They know when you're anxious. They know all of your moods. But when you're relaxed and the love flows, they're being vitalized. And what is it? It's the exchange of chi or life force between you and living creatures.
Absolutely. I always say my dog is my daily affirmation of unconditional love. Diva is my little unconditional love mantra bunny. She's just the best.
What was your little dog's name?
Diva. Her name is Diva.
Okay. That's appropriate.
She's a little diva. I just have to tell people once again, if they're interested to learn more about magnetic Qigong, so please, all you have to do is click on the link below to find out more. So from dogs to and love to another important subject these days for everybody, because in your course, besides for learning self-mastery, you say it's also to learn the secret of attracting money and opportunities.
Okay. Would you like to do that?
I think everybody would.
We live in an opulent reality. I mean, we really do. Despite all of the negative stuff that we hear and all of the fear-mongering that's being done, at this moment, at this second, there are millions and trillions of dollars that are flying through the air electronically, being transferred back and forth. It's like a virtual, invisible river of wealth. And all we have to do is be in the same vibrational field as it, and it comes to us. Now, it's not the problem that I see is so many people are running after it rather than just changing their vibration and allow it to come to them. Now, I know that may sound fantastic. That they're all no. Well, you know, if you believe that money and prosperity and opulence is difficult in such an abundant universe that showers down anything and everything for you freely. In other words, this universe is like a giant cornucopia, a big horn of plenty, and all these good things are always being showered down upon you, but we're saying, well, no, I got to do this and I got to do that for it. Basically, what you do need to do is post a sign on your door that says, "Open to receive." I'm open to receive. And the universe will find a way to fill your desires. It's like that great big genie that says, and your wish is my command. What is it that you want? Ah, now here's the problem. Okay. What is it that you want? Why, I don't know. Huh? So how can you receive what you don't know that you want? That is the problem. Once you understand that there is nothing wrong in abundance, that you are actually like a conduit, all the good things that you do, you can turn around, you know, life hands you a bouquet of flowers. What do? You got all of these flowers and all of this richness. You say, Mary, Bill, Jane, would you like one? Here, let me give you a flower. Let me give you a flower. Let me give you a flower. Let me share some of this beauty and goodness that comes so effortlessly into my life. It's free. Here, you can have it. I've got more than I can handle. And we become an effortless conduit of prosperity. And believe me, it works. And I can go back earlier in my life and everybody's asking me, so well, what are you going to do? You don't have an education. You don't have a career. You don't have any talents or skills or anything else. I said, no, but I got good vibrations. Yeah, okay. You know, I heard that. Well, now people are saying, well, how is it that you attract all these good things? You don't work. And I said, no, work? I slapped myself on the forehead. I said, I know there was something I was forgetting to do. No, I never work. Are we working now, Angelique? We're not at all. We're just enjoying each other. And what's happening? The universe is saying, here's two people that are enjoying life. Let's give them more. Now, if you're not, and you have your foot on the brake, and you say, it's hard, the universe doesn't understand anything, but yes, okay, it's hard. You want it hard? Say, tell me it's hard again. It's hard. Okay, now you get more hard. Now it gets difficult. Now it gets impossible. Oh, now it's impossible. Yes, your wish is my command.
Exactly. Yes, our thoughts create reality. I mean, it's a saying that it's becoming cliche, but it's absolutely true.
It is, because look, what you are thinking is what you're feeling. What you're feeling is what you're vibrating. What you're vibrating is what you're attracting. That's the attraction force, pure and simple. I mean, if that's all I said. There's a lot of other things to say about the topic, but if that's all I said, and people really got that, they'd instantly be prosperous and happy. Now, there are things that they have, there are ways they sabotage this, there are breaks that they have locked, and I identify all of those breaks. I don't know, there's over 20 different individual breaks that people put on their prosperity, and they don't ever recognize it because most of these things are locked into the subconscious mind. And in my Success Seeker's Guide to the Opulent Reality, which is a huge course, I identify every single one of these, and we get pretty particular and very detailed about how to unlock your locked breaks. And once you do that, then you can say, hey, wow, I wish I'd known that when I was a kid. I wish I knew that when I was going through bankruptcy. I wish I knew that when I was going through a divorce. I wish I knew that when the IRS was coming down on me. It says, yep, I bet you did.
Yes, they sound like breaks. All those breaks that they've put on their abundance. And so that sounds like something interesting too, but right now we're focusing on the magnetic qigong, which is, you know, a foundation for implementing this into your life and wellness and health and attracting prosperity and youthfulness and the key to immortality. Once again, all you have to do is click on the link below if you're interested. I was also reading something where you were talking about the law of attraction and focusing on money, and I like where you say prosperity means having both money and time. I think we're in a time famine now, and I definitely think that your course would help to implement this into people's lives, because basically taking the time to work on your third eye, higher consciousness, and the energy chi, it's as important as eating right and exercising is for the body.
Oh, absolutely, Angelique. The most important thing is to take time to know yourself. Take time to be by yourself and get acquainted. And all of a sudden, you're going to meet your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then everybody else becomes your best friend, too. Because what we think about ourselves, we reflect and onto other people. You know, it's like the world is a revolving mirror, and all of our thoughts are being revolved and displayed before us in the person of other people. And when we're comfortable and at home with ourselves, everybody then becomes family. And you know no strangers at that point. It's just a very, very beautiful place to be, but you've got to have quietude. You've got to spend some time in solitude. You've got to recognize the great treasure that is developed by just working on yourself, spending time alone, spending time even with the person that you're living with, the person you love. Take long walks in the woods, hand in hand. Sit by a big fire in the crisp fall weather, and you know, spend intimate, quiet time, not chattering, not talking, listening to beautiful music, playing beautiful music together, or maybe just reading poems. All of a sudden, life becomes very rich, and we realize that we are in a space of immortality in the moment. Now is eternal. You know, the right now, this moment, today is the tomorrow you hoped for yesterday, as somebody cleverly put.
Mm-hmm.
And it will always be that. And it is a learning to center oneself, but it's just such a... It's so rich, it's so rewarding, and it's so vitalizing. That's the whole point, is vitalizing. Why do you think that the ancient Taoists, they called them immortals? The word immortal actually meant, in Chinese, a mountain man, and could be a mountain woman, you know. But it was someone who went off into the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and the mountains were basically symbolic of spending time getting to know yourself, and you get to know yourself when you do the practice. The practice is maybe even more of an excuse to get to know yourself, but you certainly do as you start focusing on it. It's a reprieve. It's a reprieve from the hustle-bustle life, and everybody needs it. What I've seen so often, when people are spinning the hamster wheel as furiously and fast as they can, they do that because they think life is short. Now, I know people and even sages say, well, life is short. Life is short. Well, yeah, you know, if you look back and say, well, yesterday I was in diapers. But this moment is not short at all.
Mm-mm.
This moment is eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, a person is in that space, they're full. They're filled. They're greatly satisfied. You know, it's like having a great big meal, a delicious meal, and you're full. You've had all you wanted.
Nice. I know that some people think that this word enlightenment, like if you say you're enlightened, that it might sound egotistical, but it seems from what I read on your thoughts, and I agree as well, that it's actually our responsibility here. What does it mean to be enlightened? To be careful.
Bear with me, Angelique. I haven't the foggiest idea.
Well, that's good. The more you know, the less you know. Ignorance is bliss, all these things. But yeah, I mean, it is I mean, well, I read it that you said that it is our responsibility, and I agree with you. I mean, this is what we're talking about here, that, you know, things like implementing Qigong, magnetic Qigong, into our lives and doing the practices of being here, being now, being present. These are the tools that get us to be enlightened, and I don't think it's such a scary word. I mean, I think we are all enlightened beings.
We are, and we have forgotten that. And it's our journey back to reawakening the true person that we are. And it's, you know, and it's generally a word other people bestow upon you, but once you fall in love with yourself for the very first time, you fall in love with the universe. And at that point, all words are superfluous. It's, you know, it's Lao Tzu says the Tao that can be spoken is not the eternal Tao, and I very much agree with that. How can one express a wordless experience? And you know, sure, we want some way to identify or to point to it, but they're all fingers basically pointing at the moon. And I wrote a book, a novel, a number of years ago, about Qigong practice and other things like that. And I said, moonlight doesn't wet the water. And I won't explain that, but I will leave it on that. Moonlight doesn't wet the water.
It's beautiful.
And that is the purest expression of enlightenment that I've ever come up with.
It's beautiful. So we're going to probably wrap it up shortly, but I did want to give you the opportunity to tell us more about the magnetic Qigong for people that are interested. What would be some of the things that they'll be finding out if they implement this into their lives?
Well, one of the things with magnetic Qigong in particular is that once you start to do the practice, you start to become more in tune with the natural environment. Now, let me give you a few examples of this. When we talk about the Native Americans or other people who have lived what we perceive to be a more natural lifestyle, we're always amazed at their abilities to detect or understand things in nature, or to understand signs and, you know, the vaguest subtlety that is out there, and read something into it. And generally we ascribe this, because we don't understand it, we say that, well, that's magic. Well, if you start doing the magnetic Qigong, like I said, you become more in tune with the environment around you. I'll give you an example of this. I take my dog for a walk on a hike. We have a hiking trail here by my house. Very few people are ever seen on it, but we'll hike for miles on it sometimes. But one day I'm walking around the bend, and I'm very attuned to him. It's almost that like he's an extension of me, and he has taught me how to smell. Now, you know, that may sound strange. Your dog teaches you how to smell. Well, it's the Qigong that allows me to communicate with him that teaches me how to smell. And so we're walking along, and I said, "Ooh, I smell a deer." And he looks at me, I look at him. I look over to my right, and in a thicket of rhododendron and mountain laurel, here's a deer. I could reach out and touch him on the nose. And I said, "Hi, deer." And the deer, you know, responded in a vibrational way. And he said, "That was nice. That was really nice. I was able to smell the deer." And I said, "Oh, yeah, she's standing there." And on another occasion, very similar, and it happened to be in a thicket of laurel and rhododendron, and it was about the time that the beautiful flowers were coming on it. And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can feel someone looking at me. Ah, it's a coyote. I turned my head, and I said, but I don't see a coyote. And I looked a little bit more carefully, and there I saw the coyote poke its nose out through the brush, through the thicket, and it's sitting there looking at me. And I said, oh, hi, Mr. Coyote. I could feel you.
Mm-hmm.
And the coyote probably said, yeah, I could feel you. I could, you're making so much noise, I jumped in the bushes. And I do walk softly, by the way. That's one of my meditations. But even on another occasion, in the front yard, in front of the house, I was mowing the grass, and I'm backing up, and, you know, I'm walking backwards, pulling the mower back, and I thought, ooh, wait a minute. Let me stop.
Not a bear.
No. Oh, I got lots of bears. Now, bear stories, I can tell you 1,000 bear stories. And I turn around, and there's a copperhead right behind me. I'm almost about to step on him, and I said, ooh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you warned me. And he slithered off. Now, bear stories. I hesitate to even tell you bear stories because people don't believe me. They think, this guy is, now he's exaggerating, now he's off the beam. I have a photo, and I can prove this. We had 24 black bear on our back deck at one time.
Wow. Now, this is a very rare occurrence. I mean, I've never heard anything like this.
And I walked out in the middle of them. They're all laying down. I walked out in the middle of them. I was giving them peanuts, and I'm not supposed to feed the bears. It's against the law. So as many people as hear this, don't turn me in again. But I stood there, and I said, these are my friends.
And
these are my friends.
You have a photo of
that. I have a photo of that. I have to dig it out. I'm walking through a sea of black fur. Now, I had another one special bear. His name was Big Red. I called him Big Red. He and I would wrestle together. He'd come to the, all you have to do is look at the Magic Man book. This is Bernie. This is another bear. Bernie is female. She had three cubs. Okay. And you know how it is, a mother with three kids, she needed to have a break. You know, the kids are hanging on to her, nursing. So she'd bring the cubs to the bedroom door on the deck. Would open the bedroom door and the three cubs would come in and she'd go off for an hour or so and then later come back and get her cubs. Well, the kids, I had to get into the bathroom and push the cub would sit down, said, I'm not going home. I said, you gotta go home now. Because I'm not going. And I had to get behind it and push it along on the floor before I get up and get out the door and go with her mother. Now we got a photo of this. It's also in the Magic Man book. I don't know if you have that. It's out of print, but if you don't, I'll make sure that Tony sends you one.
That would be amazing.
And that's...
I was going to say, can we share these pictures with the people listening? Would we be able to... One of the pictures?
Yeah. That
would be really special. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure that you get that. And then there's some others of... here we have 100 people in our living room. We're having a seminar. And it was on a Saturday. And this big red-shouldered hawk came and landed by the back door. And I went and I opened the door, put my hand down. The hawk jumped up on my wrist, on my arm. I carried it through the house. And all of these people that had come for the seminar saw this hawk. And they said, is that a pet hawk? And I said, no. I said, it just showed up here for the seminar. And we went over, and people were blown away by it. I opened the door in the living room, and it flew off and sat on the branch in the tree and watched until the program was finished.
Now, I mean, we can't promise people that magnetic qigong is going to have fox landing on your wrist and bears in your living room, but wow, I mean, I think this is, you know, this is the key, this is the start, this is something, and all you have to do is click on the link below to find out more information about this. I mean, this is the kind of things that happen when you do this kind of work. I mean, it's miracles. I mean, it is a miraculous place here, and we, this qi energy that, you know, that the qigong taps into, this is the life force, not just, you know, it's not just human, it's the whole, it's the all, and look at you're I don't know, what was the guy's name that was living in the forest, Grizzly Adams, or whatever,
he sounds
like Grizzly Adams. I hope that I could come to do a seminar with you one day. It sounds amazing where you are. I mean,
These are not exceptions. This is regularity. Mm-hmm. This is everyday occurrence. My dog, I have one coyote, wild coyote, I call Kit Kit. And, very friendly. And I say to Bodhi, I said, Bodhi, do you want to go see Kit Kit? And his ears pop up and he says, okay, let's go for a walk. And so we go for a walk and here's this coyote that just waits for us to come and he goes walking with us. And it's just, it's a wild creatures. We had a wild boar. I write about this wild boar in my book, Alive and Well with Wild Foods. It's a picture of him, and actually my other, friend Heartsong, which is another coyote. You'll see him, photographs of him in Alive and Well with Wild Foods book. So Rasputin is a huge wild boar with big razor sharp tusks, and he would go for a walk with us. And he'd come up to the door, and I'd reach out there and scratch him behind the ears, and this wild pig would smile at you. And we named him Rasputin because people have tried to kill him so many times, and he still remained alive and defied death. And I said, yeah, he's got lots of chi. He's got lots of chi. And it just, it's, we can go on and on and on. There's so many experiences. Okay, so what is the point of all of this? The point of all of this, no matter where you live or what kind of life you have, all you have to do is increase your life force. And you increase your life force, and people and good situations, opportunities, health, happiness, all of the things you ever dreamed of will be attracted to the life force. And this is just one way of amplifying the life force. And that is the main point. You know, I love magnetic qigong, and I love to talk about it, and I love to say, hey, everybody come get my magnetic qigong. But, you know, if you can do it some other way, do it the way that you want to do it. But if you do it this way, I guarantee you're going to get the results. And the results are the most important thing, because your life will change. That much I can promise you. You do this and do it on a regular basis, you will be different, and everything else around you.
Thank you, Peter, so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. I could speak with you all day, but we do have to wrap it up. And that was perfect. And I just want to say thank you again, and thanks for listening, everybody.